Anyway, I haven't studied that particular spirit because there's so many spirits. But we want to see what Jesus is saying here is there's two houses. And if I'm driving demons out from the power of the enemy, then Satan cannot last. His kingdom can't last. It wouldn't make sense for the devil to cast out devils that and glorify God and promote Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God. So he goes on. Now, if it is through Beelzebul that I drive devils out, through whom do your own sons drive them out? They shall be your judges then. But if it's through the finger of God that I drive devils out, then the kingdom of God has indeed caught you unaware. So long as, now get a hold of this, so long as a strong man, fully armed, guards his own home, his goods are undisturbed. Now remember that there's a home in you that this is belongs to the enemy. But when someone stronger than himself attacks and defeats him, the stronger man then takes away all the weapons he relied on and shares his spoil. Do you see this? You know, everybody does these cute little scripture verses. This is real. What the Lord, this is why I said you have to go through inner healing and deliverance. Well, you've got to take the weapons of warfare. What God is saying here, what the word is saying here is, look, there is a home in you that Satan has negotiated because we found out where it came from. Satan negotiated with you. He took God's place in your life. You took on his coping mechanisms, smoke, drinking, sex, drugs, intellect, whatever it is, you took it on because you did not understand that you owe everything to God, your very self to God. You bought the lies of the enemy. We're going to talk about the two different ways he builds a house in a minute. That's where we're getting some inner healing and deliverance. And because of this, he has a home in you. And folks, this is the key. Justin, this is the key as to why it might take you a little bit of time to get totally free. Because that's those spirits in you, in their house in you, first of all, have to be unarmed. They have to lose their power. Where do they get their power? Lies. They're slanderers. That's what we saw. Okay, there's lies. That's what we call a stronghold. Stronghold sounds so spiritual. It's a lie. They are empowered by the lies that you've believed. They are empowered by the lies that you believe. It's that simple. And the word of God says, you have to go in and unarm them. You have to get, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth about that situation in your life. You shall know the truth about what happened there. You shall know the truth. The reason I got free from sorrow and grief, and it didn't come in and start building a house in me or add to the house of greed, is because I knew the truth. I knew God didn't do this to me. I knew Satan did it. God showed me how Satan did it. I had truth before a lie could take hold in me. In your children's lives, the Bible says, train up a child in the way they shall go, and they won't depart from it. That's only if you're led of the Spirit, and you can see what Satan's doing, and you go in and say, wait a minute. Let's take that lie out. Let's raise godly children. This is so cool. So when people say, well, I don't think inner healing and deliverance is in the Bible. Well, deliverance is in there. Come on, Jesus cast out devils all over the place. But where's the inner healing? Inner healing, you call it what you want. I don't care what you call it. It's undoing the works of the enemy. It's unarming the strong man. I have to unarm him through inner healing so I can cast him out by the power of God. And too many times we go for deliverance and we just have somebody say, come out. If you've really got a big one in there. And they're playing with the devil. But really, they never unarmed him. They never unarmed him. It may take time to unarm him. You may have to see things you didn't want to see. Remember things you didn't want to remember. You have to take Jesus back into a situation. You've got to see where your coping mechanism has failed you. You have to despise that you have a coping mechanism. And then you have to take God into it. And really bring healing to that kid that was hurt. That double-mindedness, the brokenheartedness. I love this. Listen, it says, so long as a strong man, fully armed, guards his own home, his goods are undisturbed. I think the reason some people don't seem to get free is because we unarm the strong man, but we never recognized that he had a home in you. And so he keeps doing his same junk to get back in. Now listen, and to prove this, look what it goes on to say. Next one says, anyone who is not with me is against me. Anyone who does not gather in with me throws away. I'm sure there's a deeper meaning there. I really just want to get to this next line. But God is saying, those who understand this, those who walk with me, those who help me undo the works of the enemy by giving me themselves, are there on my side. I don't care if they call themselves Episcopals. I don't care if they call themselves Evangelicals. I don't care if they call themselves Pentecostals. If they're with me and they're helping me to unarm the enemy so that my house can stand, so that the strong man in the lives of those people who are bound, go read what Jesus came and said before he declared his ministry. He said that scripture that said, I've come to set the captives free. I've come to mend the brokenhearted. I've come. And he gives you a list of what he's come to do, which actually is a scripture where beauty for ashes comes out of. And what he's saying is, I want to do these things. I have to do these things. That's what I've been sent to do. That is the call of my life. Now, if you will gather with me, if you will help me in this and quit coming against me, I don't think inner healing is for today. I don't believe in that kind of ministry. You don't understand what you're saying and who you're coming against and what power your little intellect is deciding to come against. You don't understand that God has a desire to set the captive free. Not just save a soul, have them miserable, probably lose their salvation with some false doctrine that says once saved, always saved. He wants the house demolished. By not only the fivefold ministry is to equip you to go and demolish houses. And they're going to be demolishing houses in you so you can go out and demolish houses in others. When an unclean spirit. Now look, Jesus himself is preaching this right after he talks about casting out devils. If this principle holds true for him, it's for everybody in this room. We can't go beyond the master. Spiritual law is real. God's not going to change it for you because you want to believe for it. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it wanders through waterless country looking for a place to rest. Not finding one, it says, listen to this, I will go back to the home I came from. On arrival, finding it swept and tidy, which is what you think it should be. That's what you think it should be. There's nothing left junky there. Why isn't that good? I never understood that. You hear people say other things, but listen, it then goes off and brings seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, and they go in and set up house there so that the person ends up worse off than before. I want to tell you something. Isn't it strange for the Lord to put it in there that he's casting out devils, giving you some principles, really the only principles I think you really need. You need to hear the Lord, but those are the principles you need to cast out devils. That's what this conference is supposed to be about, or a clinic, or whatever we're doing today. Call it what you want. But isn't it funny that the Lord himself says, now, that devil's going to come back, and he's going to see if that house is clean. And if the house is clean, they're going to be worse. That absolutely makes no sense to the way we've been teaching deliverance. Because the lie is, we've been saying, I'm not coming against anybody, I believed it too. Well, you just make sure you're full with the Holy Spirit. You just make sure that house is full with God. So when the devil comes back, if it's full with God, isn't it going to be clean? Very clean. So that's not true. No, here's the key. When it comes back, there better not be a house. There can't be its house. It can't even find you. Isn't this the one? Let's see, we used to hold this one. Let's try to get back in. Let's try to get something on the computer with pornography. And then, whew, if that house is still in there, man, here we come. Come on. Come on, all you perversion guys. We can really get this one. Come on. Everybody ready? All right. Okay. He's coming to the computer. We can do this. Oh, the email list comes up. Here's one he doesn't recognize. It says something like sexy babe. Oh, come on. Temptation, temptation. The house isn't there anymore. Whoever put this on here, delete. If that house is still there and you're still interested in that house, you're going to see sexy babe. And you're going to say, oh, I wonder who, what this is. Oh, I'm so innocent. I didn't know that would be pornography. Folks, you don't know. It's, when that little thing says download a picture, you aren't going to download anything unless you know where it's coming from and who's sending it. You're not even going to open that house back up for an enemy. Same with greed. All right, same with greed. Greed's been the one hanging out in the house. That's the one that had you. That's the baby. That's the big mama that the devil got in that house. Built from that. Okay. We got to get back in. We got to see if that house is there. Let's take the job from them. Let's see what they do if they don't have a job. Let's see if they're going to run out and start gambling again. Let's see what they're going to do. So what happens? You hear that there's a major layoff coming. You know that you're the least senior on the list. What are you going to do? Folks, you go to God and you say, Lord, you order my path. You make the way. If you close this door, you open another door. Lord, we come before you. Father, we break every scheme of the enemy. Cast down any of his spirits that are coming against us. And you be in charge. Boom. You don't get cut. Or God, has somebody offer you a job before the other one comes. But the bottom line is, the devil's going to do something. He's allowed to do something if that house is back in there. If that house is still there. See, I think this is cool, that God will not dwell in the same house with the devil. Wow. He has his own house.
Oh, that's right. Own house.
Part of Justin getting free is the house in Justin that God's building gets stronger. Now let's see, how could that happen? Coming to awesome preaching like this. Reading the word. Praying. Casting down imaginations. Doing everything God's taught you to do. And then as your house gets bigger and starts colliding against this other little puny house, how does the other house get puny? We unarm the enemy. We get inner healing. We get deliverance. We don't buy into his lies. We don't set ourselves up for temptation. We do whatever it takes until we know that the strong man in our life is Jesus Christ. And it's not even a temptation anymore. Devil, you think I'm going to look at your garbage ever again? No way. I know where it took me. I know what it did to me. Lord, not only set me free, get rid of this entire thing that's going on, but use me to help others get free. Because, Lord, you take that log out of my eye, and I'm not going to judge my brother that falls. And you're going to go say, man, Satan's got a house being built in you. Now, let's talk about the two kind of houses, because then we got to do some inner healing deliverance. All right. There's two kind of houses. First, when I was reading this, I thought, well, maybe there's only a house for people with low self-esteem. And I'm not pretending to make a formula here, okay? I'm not pretending that every house is built the same. So please, don't make this into a formula. I'm just giving you some basic understanding, generalized ideas that the Lord has given me just ministering to you all and from the things I've seen. But I don't have this anymore. I wrote it down. Y'all can do this with me. And these are all the other scriptures about houses. It's so cool. The other scripture, oh, we're not going to get to today, I don't think, but in 12:31 in Luke, talks about if the owner of the house had known what time the thief was coming. See, that's why God, devils hate to come into our meetings. You see people with devils in them getting really nervous at our meetings because they're like, oh, how did we get here? What is she going to do next? There's so many times where we'll say, well, we're not doing that today. And the devil's like, phew. And then out of nowhere, God had me fly across the air, grab that person, cast the devil out. And like the scripture said, unaware, if they knew what time. If they knew God's plan for it, they try to keep you from being there. So God just walk it out and go there. So, No, he didn't. Take away your medicine. Do everything he can to stop you. See, when it gets bad, you're usually that close to free. He works hard. He works overtime. You know, don't let him hear truth to set him free. Don't let him go where the anointing will break the yoke. So let's look a little bit, because I'm really one, I don't like focusing on demonic. I don't like teaching that's all demonic, that's all they ever do, it's all deliverance, because I think it's all about knowing Jesus. But if you're casting out demons, do you see what I'm saying? Oh, I can prove it with scripture. You know, when those disciples went out and they cast out devils, remember how they got all excited about that? And what was Jesus' comment to them? Don't rejoice. But, you know, don't rejoice that you cast out devils, but rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He's saying, look, there's a tendency to get prideful about this. There's a tendency to think it's about this. There's a tendency to think the kingdom is about this. And don't go there. Just remember, when you're casting out devils, be so thankful that you got God in you doing it. Be so thankful that you haven't gone through what they've gone through. Don't judge it. Don't touch it. You know, Bible says when you go to bring someone else out of sin, be very careful that you don't judge it, lest it come on you. And we don't have time to go over all the spiritual laws and the things we know, but I'm going to tell you what, our teaching is packed with this stuff. I mean, it's just, how can anybody say there's a famine going on in the land?